voting live on our website, downtownwithrichkimble.com. For Downtown Madness 2015, your chance to pick your favorite guest of the year. Voting open right now in the entertainment and main bracket. Who do you like? Jeff Daniels? John O'Hurley from Seinfeld? Ken Burns? Don Felder? Stephen King? Some great choices out there. Cast your vote up until 4 o'clock on Monday in those two rounds. We know this much when it comes to college basketball. This is one of the best weekends of the year as the tournament continues after some great games last night. Four more on tap this evening. And with more on that, we're joined on the phone by Ricky O'Donnell, who is the College Hoops editor for SB Nation. Ricky, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
This Kentucky team, they are apparently pretty good based on what I saw last night.
Yeah, we've seen Kentucky have some amazing performances before. I watched them against Kansas earlier in the year. I believe it was their second game of the season when they finished with 11 block shots and Kansas finished with 11 field goals. We also saw them play against UCLA around December when Kentucky got out to a 24-0 lead. So yesterday against West Virginia, that was just a massacre, really, from the opening tip-off. And if you've paid attention to this Kentucky team throughout the season, I wasn't too surprised by it. I think West Virginia really compared to Arkansas in terms of style of play, defensive pressure, full-court press under Bob Huggins. And Kentucky won two games against Arkansas during the regular season by a combined 32 points. So I thought that Kentucky matched up well with the style of play that West Virginia likes to play. But they really went for the knockout punch early, and that game was not competitive after the first 5 or 10 minutes or so.
So settle this for us. I mean, it's popped up in the media all season, and we talked about it here a little bit off air. Could Kentucky beat a bottom-feeding NBA team?
I generally don't think they could. The question earlier in the season was, could they beat the 76ers? I thought that was ridiculous. The 76ers actually has the talent. I have to be honest, though, if you look at the New York Knicks roster, I'm not sure Kentucky wouldn't have the two best players on the floor right now with Carmelo Anthony Hurt, with Karl Towns and Willie Cauley-Stein. The Knicks are just absolutely atrocious lately, and while it is ridiculous to ever think that a college team could beat an NBA team, if you just look at the roster that New York is putting out there right now, they don't really have NBA players on the floor, so I think that might be a little closer than some people would expect, but yeah, ultimately it is sort of absurd, the idea that Kentucky could beat a real NBA team.
Well, last night it sure didn't look like anybody in college could beat them. What's the formula to beat this team, and is there somebody in the field that might be able to at least make it a very competitive game?
Yeah, I think there's a few teams that match up well with Kentucky. For one, you know, they play Notre Dame in the Elite Eight. Notre Dame's a really good team, great shooting team, but they also start a 6'5 power forward in Pat Connaughton. Kentucky's going to counter with 7'2", 250 Karl Anthony Towns, who's going to be one of the best players in the NBA 5 years from now. He's an unbelievable talent, even though he didn't even score last night. That's how good Kentucky is, that they could lap a team without their best player scoring. But while I do think Kentucky will make it to the Final Four pretty much without a problem, the winner of the Wisconsin-Arizona game could for sure give them some issues. Both those teams have the sort of size and athleticism, particularly Arizona, to at least match up with Kentucky. Wisconsin's a team that plays five out. They have five shooters. Frank Kaminsky is center. Him being a spot-up three-point shooter would really pull some of Kentucky's size, like Willie Cauley-Stein, away from the rim. Arizona's another team that I think could give him issues. And, you know, Duke, if Duke is able to get to the national championship game, right now it looks like we're on a collision course for a Duke-Kentucky national championship, which would certainly be an amazing game down the season.
Well, it's interesting, too. Everybody's focused on Kentucky, but there are a couple of very good matchups still to come. You mentioned Wisconsin, Arizona. And I think that Duke-Gonzaga game has the potential to be a very good game.
No doubt about it. I would actually prefer to watch that one if I had to choose between the two. Gonzaga has been a team that, you know, they've put up gaudy regular season win totals for a while, but if you look at the skill set of the players on the roster, I think this is probably the best team Mark Few has had there. In his 15 seasons. I fully expect them to get by UCLA. That shouldn't be much of an issue. And then if you project them through the rest of the tournament, they have the size and the shooting to really give some teams some trouble. They basically have three 40% three-point shooters with Kevin Pangos, Kyle Wiltshire, and Gary Bell. Just that kind of floor spacing is really going to open up a lot of things. And then they have a great center in the middle in Przemek Karnowski, 7'1", 300 pounds from Poland. He shot over 60% from the field this year. So the combination of size and shooting there really makes Gonzaga a tough team to beat in this tournament.
Who's a team that's still alive in the tournament that you didn't think was going to get this far?
You know, I think that a lot of people saw Michigan State beat Virginia and just assumed, well, it's a formality that Michigan State was going to have success in March. Throughout the entire season, I thought that Michigan State just didn't have the quality of big men to make this type of a run. They certainly had the shooting in Travis Trice, Bryn Forbes, and Denzel Valentine, but, you know, they didn't have the type of Paul Davis or Goran Suton, name a few, Michigan State centers of the past who could, you know, hold their own against some of the better big men in the NCAA tournament. And then the way they came out against Virginia, Trice was so hot in the first 5 minutes, and then he was hitting some ridiculous shots to close it, too. So while I think everyone looked at that thinking that, of course, Tom Izzo has Michigan State peaking in March, this particular team I thought would be a rebuilding effort after they lost Adrian Payne and Gary Harris to the NBA last year. I'm surprised they're here, to be honest.
Who do you see coming of that out of that bracket in the East, Ricky?
Yeah, the East is wide open. If you look, the number one seed and the number two seed are both out of the field. I think all four of those teams could potentially come out of the region. I'm certainly not going to bet against Michigan State at this point. When I filled out my bracket originally, I had Oklahoma coming out of that region, so I suppose I'll still stick with that pick. I think Oklahoma has the highest ceiling because they play the best defense. They're a top five defense nationally, I believe, coming into this tournament. They have a great senior guard in Buddy Hield who can light it up from three-point range. And all five scorers, I believe, average double figures this year. So they have the balance, and they play the type of defense that you look for out of a Final Four team. They're not very deep, so that would be the one thing that could maybe catch up to them against Michigan State. But certainly I think the East is wide open.
We're talking with Ricky O'Donnell. He's the college hoops editor for SB Nation. Ricky, who's your favorite individual player of the team still left in the tournament? Who's the guy you enjoy watching the most?
That's a good question. There's a ton of different players in this tournament I really enjoy watching. As someone who also follows the NBA draft, I look at Karl Towns on Kentucky as really the guy. He only had one rebound and 0 points yesterday, which is absurd, but he is just a terrific talent. If you look at his per 36-minute numbers this year, they're off the charts. There's certain draft models that think the only big man to enter the NBA in the last 25 years as good as him is Tim Duncan. So that really tells you what kind of player you could potentially be looking at. He really hasn't gotten to show his outside shot since he's come to Kentucky, if only because they have so many other options offensively. He's a guy who I think 3 or 4 years from now could just be a ridiculously good NBA player who plays both ends of the floor. That would be the difference between him and Jahlil Okafor, the center from Duke, who is a great low-post scorer but who isn't as much of a defensive presence as Towns is.
Ricky O'Donnell from SB Nation, we enjoy your work. Thanks so much for making time for us this afternoon, and enjoy the games this weekend.
Thanks.
14 minutes after 5 o'clock, it's down.